A hawksbill turtle has washed up on the south coast, and that's more than 1,500 kilometres from its usual home, which is in the Pilbara. Now, the turtle has been released. It was flown to Perth originally, and it has been released in Karratha. And I'm joined by Scott Whiting, who's the marine scientist from DEC, to talk more about this rare occurrence. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about the turtle?
We got a call late one night, and it was about a turtle that had been found off Esperance, and it was, you know, lethargic and floating, and I guess not in a good way, and it's very cold for a turtle down that way. So we arranged for the DEC officers in Esperance to arrange to fly it up to Perth, and we got it checked out at Perth Zoo by the vets there.
Do you have any idea of who found it?
I'm not sure. I think it was reported by local people in the area to the Department of Environment and Conservation Office.
Do you have any idea of how it got down to Esperance and why?
No, those turtles, green and hawksbill turtles, they generally live in tropical and subtropical waters and sometimes down into cooler waters, so we can find them sort of just north of Perth. But really down there, they're quite uncommon to be in that cold water down there. So, you know, one for the very little turtles, big storm events like we've been having in the last few days can cause turtles to get off track and get blown into areas where they shouldn't be. You know, this is, you know, quite uncommon usually. This was, I guess, a chance for us to understand a little bit about this and, you know, potentially help out this individual.
Because, Scott, we have had a few different marine life that down on the south coast that we wouldn't have otherwise seen. One example is the whale shark that we had down here last year, and also a couple of penguins, and they believe it's just they're following the Lewin current, that warm current. Do you believe that this turtle may have been, that could have been the case?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they do sort of like warmer waters, and they will extend their range when the water is warm. It could have got down fairly far south, but then, you know, became sick for some reason, and also then it's more at the whim of the currents then, so it could have got pushed around down to the southern coast. So they do get sick for a variety of reasons, and they will generally float, and it could be a blockage in the gut, or it could be parasite loads, or it could be, you know, a lot of natural things that cause turtles to float at the surface and appear sick.
What I'm interested in is how you got it to Perth. You said that you flew it to Perth, so what's involved in that?
Really, it's more or less like flying a cat or a dog, I guess. It's they're just packaged up and you know, they're flown, and we had the benefit of having a free flight with SkyWest, so that was really good. And it got into Perth, and we took it straight to the zoo, and then it stayed at the zoo for a number of weeks until they could be sure that it was eating properly. And they put some little capsules, plastic capsules, inside the turtle to make sure that it was passing those all the way through the digestive system before they were, you know, certain that it was healthy enough to be released.
So when it was under care at the Perth Zoo, what sort of care and shelter did you have to provide it?
So they just make sure that the water temperature is adequate for turtles, so it's warm enough, but also make sure that it's feeding, and they'll just make sure that it's not, you know, being disturbed by other animals and has enough you know, restful time to recuperate.
And were you there for its release?
No, we had a sea turtle symposium here last week, and we had members of our office that came down for that, and they were flying back to Karratha on Friday, and they took it back with them, and it was released on Saturday morning, and it apparently swam off quite vigorously, so it was really good.
So you didn't wait around to say thanks.
No, and you know, these turtles live in a coastal environment, so they're usually associated with a hard substrate, so coral reefs or rocky reefs, and they'll generally eat, you know, sponges or algae or other things that live on those hard substrates. So, you know, it's definitely in its range. We can't say for certain that it has come from Karratha, but we know it's in a water temperature and an environment where lots of other hawksbills live. So, you know, it's should certainly be more happy than down in the cold waters of the Southern Ocean there.
And do you expect to see any more turtles like this one swimming down our south coast in the future?
I think there'll always be some that'll turn up, and it's quite uncommon. And I guess for us, we can't save every turtle, and we can't get to everyone. This one just presented an opportunity where we could make an effort to make a difference for this individual.
And just in the future, if people do come across marine life that has washed up on the coast, what should they do?
First thing would be to report it to their local Department of Environment and Conservation office, and then they'll take it from there and they'll make a decision on what it's doing. And for some animals, it could be just a natural event where a turtle is just, you know, might be tired, it's just come up, you know, and is resting or resting in the shallows or something like that. So for a lot of these, they may not need intervention by people. They might just need to be left alone and they'll go about their business.